Hi, welcome to the Bubbling Bottle Lamp presentation by Kate Freidinger
and Austin Tippett.
Hi, this is Kate.
And this is Austin.
We are going to talk to you about the reason why we wanted to do the Bubbling Bottle Lamp and the mixtures in them. Then the materials we use and then the steps. Then Austin is going to talk about some of the observations and why we made the choices we did and why we made them. The reason why we chose the bubbling bottle lamp is that we thought it would be a really fun project to do. Also, so we could teach other people how to make one. It is also a fun project to do with little kids if you need to distract them.
So for our project, we had to learn these vocab words. I'm going to explain solutions and suspensions, and Kate is going to talk about mixtures. So solutions is an action or process of solving a problem. There are three types of solution: hypertonic solution, isotonic solution, and hypotonic solution. Isotonic solution is one in which the concentration of solutes is the same both inside and outside the cell. A hypotonic solution is one in which the concentration of solutes is greater inside the cell than the outside of it. A hypertonic solution is one in which the concentration of solutes is greater outside the cell than the inside. The solvent is the substance that makes up the major part of solution. A solute is the substance to be dissolved. The solvent is the one doing the dissolving. Now we are going to talk about suspensions. Suspension is a type of heterogeneous mixture where solid particles do not dissolve in a liquid solution.
So there are three definitions for mixture. The first one is any combination or blend of different elements. The second one is things that are containing different things. The last one is a substance consisting of two or more substances mixed together.
So some of the materials we used are some you should have in your house. So we used a plastic bottle, water, inexpensive vegetable oil, food coloring, elk fertilizer or salt, flashlight, and glitter, optional. The cheapest vegetable oil is the best.
Here are the steps we took to make the bubbling bottle lamp. First, we got all our materials, then we got everything measured. After that, we poured the vegetable oil 3/4 way in the bottle. Then we put in water, rest of the way. Then you add the food coloring and until you see the color you like. Lastly, we put in alka-cetalizer, and then you can see your creation do its effect.
Next, I'm going to talk about some of the observations when we put salt and alka-cetalizer in it and which one was the best choice. So first, we are going to talk about some of the observations we saw when we put the salt in. First major one we saw was that the salt wasn't sinking to the bottom of the bottle like we thought it would. We didn't really see an effect when we used the salt. When we did see the effect, it only lasted for about a minute, then it ended. So after we used the salt, me and Kate came up with a better idea and used alka-cetalizer. So when we did it, we saw very many promising things. When we put it in, we saw way more bubbles than the salt. The bubbles had way more room to move than the salt did. The only thing we did wrong was add green food coloring to red food coloring because it made the color a black color and we couldn't really see the effect. So now I am going to tell you which one is the best between salt and alka-cetalizer. The one Kate and I think is the best one is alka-cetalizer because it didn't leave salt on the top of the food coloring. And the alka-cetalizer lasted way longer than the salt did. It lasted for about 2 minutes longer than the salt did. So the final one we choose is the alka-cetalizer.
If we were to do a third bubbling bottle lamp, what would we do different? I think we would put in less vegetable oil and more water. We would also put in less green food coloring because it turned the water black and the vegetable oil dark green.
So after all that, you have an amazing project. I hope you guys liked our presentation, and I hope you guys learned something new. I hope you guys try this fun project at home or whenever you have free time. This was a really fun project to do.